I am Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is Hot Start.
And with us in the studio here today, we have Richard Zadow. I got that right, didn't I? Yeah,
pretty close.
Okay, and his cohort in crime, Bob Stevens.
Ooh, it's a twofer.
Yeah. Hey, they get to double team us for once.
Yeah, there you go.
And you guys are with the Routine Aircraft Flying Museum.
Routine Aircraft Flying Experience.
Experience, yeah. Okay.
So we got away from the museum word because everybody asked us, where is your museum? And our focus is not having a building full of airplanes on static display. Our focus is flying Burt Rutan's designs and keeping them out in front of the public and making sure everybody understands they're still relevant, they're available, they're good airplanes, and dispelling a lot of the myths about them and trying to get people involved. So that the designs keep carrying on.
This is what, you're like your third year now?
This would be year four.
Okay. Yeah,
first 2015, brought the Koji jet up here, launched this operation. People thought it was crazy. Now they know I'm crazy.
it's proven.
But it has grown in leaps and bounds, overwhelming in a lot of ways. Some of the things for the benefit of the people that are new to us, we're a nonprofit organization dedicated to preserving and promoting Burt Rutan's, what we call legacy home-built designs. Very easy, long easy, very vegan, quickie, defiant, solitaire. Our objective is to get at least one flying example of all those airplanes and fly them, bring them here, bring them to other places so people can see them fly. Something that's almost never been done is having all those designs fly together.
Well, you know, the scenario you think about of old airplanes is the typical barn find. Now, I guess with the composite airplanes, they don't degrade sitting in a barn like a fabric one would or a metal one would corrode or anything like that.
Well, anything mechanical is going to suffer through age, okay? The composite material is very resilient, but they have aluminum parts. They have, you know, steel to 4130 engine mounts and things like that that all have to be gone through. But the barn find is a really good word for that, because what we've been focusing on for the last few years to try to find a magnet to draw people like the Koji jet is to get donated airplanes to us so we can get people involved flying them. The fundamental purpose of it is to keep these airplanes in the air. And the way it all started was about 4 or 5 years ago. I was walking down the flight line where I used to see hundreds of easies, because I've been an easy guy for 35 years, where I used to see hundreds on the flight line. I counted like 12. And I said, where is everybody? And they went, well, duh, Richard, everybody's old and nobody flies anymore. And, you know, a lot of different reasons. And I said, well, we got to do something. So I initially started off looking for airplanes to attract people to there. And it's a long story. If you come to the forum tomorrow at 11:30, stage 3, you'll hear more about this. But what we realized after a while, it wasn't so much about the airplanes, but the people that built them. All of our airplanes, we don't refer to them by their color, their end number. We call them by the builder's name. I flew the Martin Kennedy Long Easy here this year. Martin Kennedy's airplanes out there parked by the Brown Arch next to the jet guys with the Jet Easy. Martin won the Wright Brothers Award in the Dayton Air Show back when they gave that award back in. It was a grand champion in its day, and we're very fortunate to have it. The family heard about us, and they wanted Martin's airplane to continue to do something positive and productive, donated the airplanes to us, and part of our program is a sponsorship model like the CAF uses, and we've got sponsors for it this year. So that's one of our big accomplishments, our first sponsor group, first sponsored airplane, and I'll describe all that in a forum. The other big accomplishment this year is we, 2 days ago at the FFI, Formation for, Light Incorporated board meeting, the board voted unanimously to include Routine Aircraft Flying Experience as one of the groups working under FFI to acquire a formation card to fly in wavered airspace. Why are we doing that is because way back in 1995, I was part of a thing called the Glass Overcast, where we flew, for the 20th anniversary of the Easy, we flew a 30-something airplane formation at the Oshkosh Air Show. And other anniversaries have passed, and I wanted to do something. These airplanes have been around a while. The 50th anniversary is coming up.
That is hard to believe.
It's 8 years away. Yeah. But on the 50th anniversary, I'd like to see 50 Easies flying formation at Oshkosh. So we have 8 years to build that, working with FFI to get credentials to train formation pilots to do it right, because you can't do what we did in 95 in Glass Overcast, which is get our buddies all together and let's go fly at Oshkosh. You can't do that now. You have to have a formation card to fly in wavered airspace. So we're working with FFI to get that credential done. Those two are our big accomplishments this year, plus a couple airplanes. We now have 4 airplanes that have been donated to us. Three of them are flying. One got hung up in the paint shop. One's in the production line who goes to the jet guy shop and gets refurbished and gets sponsorship. But the reason I dragged Bob here is because Bob is my big success story, okay? Let me introduce Bob. Bob Stevens, I met here last year. Like probably this day last year.
Yeah, it was one year ago this week.
And he was a volunteer out here doing departure briefings. Bob started building a Long Easy project 20 years ago. And as I put it, life got in the way, and he wound up selling it. So there went the dream of flying a Long Easy. He walks up to us, and who are you guys? We start talking. In the last year, Bob's gotten involved. He's come down. He lives in Indy, so he's close. He comes down to Covington. Volunteers out there, helps us with RAFE aircraft projects, working on a cozy jet, getting it fixed, stuff like that. And after a while, we said, well, gee, Bob sure is a lot helpful, and he's building a Long Easy. Let's get him checked out in one of our airplanes, okay? So we got him checked out in a Long Easy. Now he owns one.
There you go.
So in a year, he went from hadn't flown for 20-something years, being an old Marine pilot, to now he's flown into Oshkosh. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, so what happened to me is, I met these guys, and another thing happened. I'd lost my medical years ago, and, you know, it's such a pain to try to get it back. I just, you know, like Richard says, life gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So the FAA doctor said, hey, you know, we're a lot looser these days than we used to be, so that was a good thing. And then about that same time, probably the same day, I met these guys. And so what I did, I called up Robert Harris down at Jet Guys after I'd met both of these, and I decided I just got in the car and drove down there. It's about a six-hour drive. And I wasn't in the shop 2 hours, and Robert has me doing layups. So I'm working fiberglass. You know, and it was great. I'm learning stuff. And so I started hanging around. Well, about that time, I got my medical got approved. Went off, got a BFR and a Cessna 172.
Yeah. You know, butterflies.
I still can't land a Cessna 172. It's almost embarrassing. The other day I did my IPC. I almost have to let the instructor land the thing. A Long Easy flies a lot like what I'm used to.
Right.
The first time I ever flew one. But the point is from in 1 year I went from not having flown in 25 years to owning a Long Easy. I've got about 20 hours in them now. And the point is it's very possible. Through RAFE, you know, if these things are possible, and the organization is.
I tell people all the time, if you want to learn about composite construction, come down to Jet Guys and hang around.
They will teach you
if
more.
If you hang around long enough, we'll put a tool in your hand, and you'll learn a lot.
You will be doing
that shop does incredible. Go look at the Jet Easy, what they produced. There's a lot of corporate knowledge there. And we need volunteers, and we give back to our volunteers. Our program really wasn't set up to take somebody like Bob and check him out in one of our airplanes, but we're also developing our Rutan's design type training program. So inherent with the formation stuff and their sponsorship, we got to figure out how to train these people to fly the Earth. They're not hard to fly. They're just different. And,
right.
And we need to have that security that we know when we launch the airplane over the horizon with some sponsors to go back to Lubbock, where the sponsors are based, that they're going to fly the airplane right.
Yeah.
So
I was a pretty good, you know, first person to do it, you know,
right.
As we went through. I had flown in a long time, and yet they next thing you know, they have me landing long easies pretty easy.
You beta tested our training program.
Okay, so you not only consider yourself a flying collection, but a resource center for those interested in Rutan designs.
Exactly. The one of the reasons why the easy design, the Rutan designs have diminished over the years is because there's been no product support. You know, if you need a part for an RV, you call Vans Aircraft. If you need a part for an easy, what do you do? Okay? You have to turn to somebody and say, how do I build this? Okay? So I'm hoping that Rutan Aircraft Flying Experience can fill that void. It's a monumental task, but ultimately we can fill the void, become the resource that people can come to through the different vendors out there, like Robert Harris's, you know, Easy Jet Guys or Burl Sanders in Colorado Springs. There's half a dozen cottage industry guys out there supporting these airplanes, the workshops that they bring their airplanes to and get repaired. So those guys and us, we can become the central point to go, hey, what part of the country are you in? Okay, you need to go see this guy. Or you need to come to Covington and talk to us. Or you need flight training, come to us. One of the things we're working on is there's never been a dual control two-seat training type easy. There's only one or two long easies out there I know of that have dual sets of flight controls. Well, how do you give dual in one of these things? How do you teach somebody to fly formation in one of these things? How do you check out a guy like Bob? He's a little bit, you know, was a little bit easier because he's a former Marine pilot, flew the OB-10 his 20-something years ago, but it's like falling off a bicycle. So he fell right back in the groove, and he's flying real well. But for, like, the sponsor pilots, the Lubbock group, they're a couple hundred-hour private pilots. And I want to make sure that they fly the airplane well. Right. So it's there's some unique challenges to our type because of the aircraft configurations.
Okay. Now, you're giving a talk in the forums, you said?
Yes. Tomorrow, Stage 3, 11:30 is my annual forum. And we're going to talk about the big accomplishments this year, the sponsor group, the formation stuff, and Bob and everything else. It's really informative. I usually take up the whole hour.
Okay. So. And how do we find out more about you?
RoutineAircraftFlyingExperience.org.
Very
good. Website's got a lot of information. It's got all the sponsorship information. It'll after Oshkosh, we'll be linking to FFI. So our what's called the Routiner supplement will go on there. And because people hearing about this go, well, where do I go to find out? The Routan supplement describes how to fly formation in an easy, what the standards are going to be. They're FFI standards. We're going to use our procedures. And we'll get people starting working towards the 50-plane easy flyby.
All right, very good. Thank you for joining us. And Bob,
thank you for having
us. Fantastic story.
Yeah, good luck, Bob.
I can't wait to see 50 easies. Anyway.
That would be nice.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know where I can find 50 easies right now.
Yeah, you will. Don't
but
worry.
We will. People attract people, and this is a great people magnet.
Yep. So. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.